北宋张择端《清明上河图》里面已经有非常多的这样的一个业态了。
There are already a lot of such businesses in Shang's Eddings along the river during the King Ming Festival.
已经这么繁华了。
So prosperous.
它都出现金融了。
It's all about finance now.
出现商业街了。
There is a commercial street.
出现品牌了。
Appears.
都出现这么大量的人口了。
So many people have appeared.
为什么又说北宋并不是资本主义呢？
Why is it still said that the Song dynasty was not capitalism?
关键问题来了。
The key question is here.
很多人把商业繁荣就误认为资本主义。
Many people mistakenly believe that commercial prosperity is synonymous with capitalism.
其实两者不是一回事。
Therefore, they are not the same thing.
资本主义最核心的东西不是市场
The core of capitalism is not the market
也不是商人
Not a merchant
也不是有钱人
Not rich
而是资本能够独立支配生产资本
Instead, capital can independently control production capital
成为社会运行的主导力量
To be the leading forceIn the operation of society.
那么当时的北宋缺什么呢?
What was lacking in the Northern Song Dynasty at that time?
缺三个关键条件。
Missing three key conditions.
第一。
First.
当时的北宋没有自由劳动力的市场。工业革命时期的英国当时是什么呀?
What was the Northern Song Dynasty like when there was no market for free labor like the British during the Industrial Revolution?
大多数农民呢都没有土地了。
Most farmers don't have land anymore.
那么只能进工厂打工。
Then I can only work in the factory.
就形成了庞大的雇佣劳动阶层。
This led to the formation of a large class of wage laborers.
如果一个市场它没有固定的牛马
That market doesn't have a fixed cattle market.
大量的牛马
A large number of cattle and horses.
它是没有办法形成资本主义的
It cannot form capitalism.
而宋朝呢是大部分人口还是农民
And what about the Song dynasty? Was it mostly populated by farmers or other people?
当时的土地是可以买卖的。
At that time, the land was for sale.
有很多农民有自己的土地。
Many farmers have their own land.
所以他们不是完全依附资本生存的。
Therefore, they are not completely dependent on capital for survival.
如果没有形成真正的工人阶级
If you don't create a genuine working class
资本主义是不存在的
Capitalism does not exist
这里再插一个话题跟大家讲资本主义它
Let's talk about capitalism again
它也有一个进化的过程从
It also has an evolutionary process
刚开始的时候
From the beginning
欧洲对待劳工、对待工人也是很残忍的。
Europe treats workers very cruelly.
甚至有些就是小孩子十几岁就要去爬烟囱啊。
Some even go as young as teenagers to climb chimneys.
干苦力。
Hard worker.
甚至就是在美国的资本主义。
Even in capitalism in the United States.
初期的时候。
In the early days.
美国铁路大罢工，资本家在经济危机的时候
，American railroad strike, capitalists during economic crisis，
还要克扣工人的工资
，still cut the workers' wages，
让工人降低待遇
，reduce wages for workers，
工人都已经活不下去了
，the workers have already died，
我没有土地
，I don't have land，
我只能在你这里工作。
I can only work here.
但是工资发多少
But how much salary to pay?
是你说了算这个矛盾和危机
It's up to you to resolve this conflict and crisis.
后来人类慢慢的进步了
Later, humans gradually progressed.
比如说这个福特汽车。
For example, this Ford car.
它造出来的时候都是给富人买的。
He only sold them to the rich.
但是福特他想通了一个问题。
However, Ford realized a problem.
诶？
Oh.
如果所有在我这里工厂里面流水线的工人和我的员工。
If all the workers in my factories and my employees.
他们都有足够的钱能够买得起汽车的话。
If they have enough money to buy a car.
那我这个汽车不是会卖得更好。
My car won't be sold for a better price.
只有消费才能够促进这个社会的生产。
Only consumption can promote the production of this society.
而不是不断地生产出更多的东西去剥削劳动人民。
Instead of constantly producing more and more things to exploit the working people.
这是人类的商业进化的一个过程和一个必然的认知过程。从
This is a process of human commercial evolution and the natural cognitive process.
英国的资本主义萌芽开始，对劳工，对这些流离失所的农民、进城打工的人没有任何的保障。
From the beginning of capitalist development in the country, there were no guarantees for the workers who came to the city to work for these displaced farmers.
到工人活得像工人，工人八小时工作制，双休日。
To work like a worker, 8 hours a day, 2 days off.
到工人有工会，有保险。
To workers, there is insurance.
这是我们人类社会一步一步的从无知到。
That's how humans have progressed from ignorance to.
是从野蛮到文明的一个进化的过程。
From barbarism to civilization.
第二个点是什么呢？
What is the second point?
如果一个地方的资本没有掌握国家，
If a place's capital is not controlled by the state,
那么它就不能说它是资本主义。
Then it can't say it's capitalism.
英国后来出现的是什么呢？
What happened in Britain later?
是商人进入了议会，资本
The merchant entered the capital.
影响了政治。
Affected politics.
是商人这个群体崛起了。商人。
And this group of merchants rose.
人他影响了整个社会。
He influenced the entire society.
进入了精英阶层。
Entered the elite class.
政治进入了议会。
Politics has entered the capital of parliament.
本这个东西。
This thing,
它直接影响了国家政治。
It directly affects the national politics.
这个才叫做资本主义。
This is what capitalism is.
而宋代的时候是什么呢？
And what about the Song dynasty?
最有权力的人永远是士大夫。
The most powerful people are always the gentlemen.
我们以前就是士农工商，商人。
We used to be farmers, merchants, and merchants.
人再有钱
Even with all the money in the world.
钱无非就是想买块
It's just about wanting to buy a piece of land.
地然后让孩子考科举
Then let the child escape from the imperial examination.
最后所有的商业和所有的官都会糅合在一起
Finally, all the businesses and all the officials will come together.
因为你没有这个官作为保护伞。
Because you don't have this official protection.
伞在中国古代的那样子的一个环境里面。
In the ancient Chinese environment.
你有钱就是像端一个金饭碗。
Having money is like holding a golden bowl.
在外面讨饭。
Begging on the street.
所以，所有的商人一旦有钱以后
，So once all merchants have money，
卖官鬻爵也可以买个官过来。
You can buy a position even if you sell your official position。
当一当，商人的最后的终点是什么呢
？What is the final destination of a merchant？
是地主，最终变成了地主的这些商人。
These merchants who eventually became landowners.
他没有变成企业家。
He didn't become an entrepreneur.
第三点是很重要的一个点是什么呢？
Wealth is the third important point.
因为北宋缺乏产权。
Because your family lacks property rights.
革命，产权是什么呢？
What is the right of revolution?
公司的制度。
Company's regulations.
股份的制度。
Shareholding system.
专利的制度。
Patent system.
比如说契约精神。
For example, the spirit of contract.
这些东西在欧洲是逐渐逐渐的成熟的。
These things are gradually maturing in Europe.
而宋朝虽然商业非常的繁荣，
Although the Song dynasty had a very prosperous economy,
国家仍然拥有极强的干预能力。
The country still has a strong ability to intervene.
皇帝一句话的事情。
The emperor's words.
政策也经常会变。
Policies also change frequently.
那么长期稳定的产权是保障不足的。
Therefore, long-term and stable property rights are not adequately protected.
动不动就可以没收。
You can just take it away whenever you want.
这是一个非常非常可怕的事情。
This is a very, very terrible thing.
你们能知道没收这两个字
Can you know what the two words seizure and confiscation mean?
对社会的这个发展的破坏性有多大吗
What is the extent of the damage this development has caused to society?
比如说你家今天哪怕是开个小卖部的
For example, even if your family has a small shop today,
开得好好的
It was good.
有人突然跑出来跟你说你家儿子干嘛了
Someone suddenly ran out and asked you what your son was doing.
就是你家谁谁谁我要没收你的东西充公
I'm going to confiscate your belongings and seize your property.
直接啊咔咔咔把你东西就搬走了
Just grab it and walk away.
你就变得一无所有了
You have nothing left.
那么这个情况下
In this case,
人类会出现商业的不繁荣和积极性不足。
Humans will experience a lack of commercial prosperity and a lack of enthusiasm.
著名的李约瑟之谜。
Famous Joseph's riddle.
也就说的这个，为什么中国长期领先世界？
This is also why China has been leading the world for a long time.
却没有率先进入现代工业文明。
But did not enter modern industrial civilization first.
当时我们宋朝的国家力量过强。
At that time, the strength of our Song dynasty was too strong.
商业始终是属于依附于政治的。
Business is always dependent on politics.
一旦商业是属于只是依附于政治，
Once business is only dependent on politics,
它是不独立的。
It is independent.
那么这个地方是很难产生真正的资本主义。
Then this place is difficult to produce true capitalism.
萌芽的，北宋的资本是从未获得独立地位的。
The capital of the nascent Northern Song dynasty had never been independent.
这个与后来的欧洲呢，就形成了鲜明的对比。
This contrasts sharply with what happened later in Europe.
感谢大家的点赞和捧场。哦、oh,
，Thank you for your likes and support.
156号
，156.
这个是我们的 A2 牛奶。
This is our A2 milk.
是贝塔酪蛋白的牛奶。
Milk of the fat-tailed sheep.
最接近母乳的牛奶。
The milk that is closest to breast milk.
小朋友、老人吸收不好的。
Children should not be exposed to elderly people who are absorbing bad things.
脆弱的都可以喝。69.9给你们交付两箱水。
We can deliver 6 boxes of water to you for 69 yuan.
牛奶非常高。
The milk is very high.
品质之前
Before quality,
我就用这个牛奶干掉了。
I finished drinking this milk.
汤姆章的牛奶真的基本上被我这个牛奶干掉了。
Tom Jane. Tom Jane's milk was basically finished by me.
因为它的60块钱一箱。
Because it cost 60 yuan per box.
我的这个69块就两箱大厂。
My 699 yuan box of goods.
贵州的优醇在贵州的修文这个地方。
Gizhou's unique existence. The town of Ziyuan in Gizhou.
它是纳税大户，一年做12亿的营业额。
It has a turnover of 12 billion, which is a significant increase in tax revenue.
在全网的平台上都能买得到的。
Available on all platforms.
这个牛奶是我家一直循环循环在卖的牛奶。
This milk is the milk that my family has been selling for a long time.
就是你喝了这个牛奶。
Just drink this milk.
哎呦。
I'll...
不想再买其他牛奶了。
I don't want to buy any other milk anymore.
就是高级，就是好喝。
That's what makes it high end.
就是浓郁，泡咖啡的时候兑一兑，特别好喝。
It's perfect to add to strong coffee for a delicious drink.